Let's face it, It's a Wonderful Life is a terrible name for a movie or a stage show. It'd be a better name for a self-help book. It's like giving Casablanca the name People Make Hard Decisions During Difficult Times. It sounds preachy, strident, glib, a little too forcefully upbeat. And let's also face it, It's a Wonderful Life, though possibly the most life-affirming film ever made, is not the least bit glib about the difficulties of life and doesn't offer easy, upbeat answers. In fact, when the movie first appeared less than a year after the end of World War II, critics hated it, calling it depressing and bleak. So why has the story of poor, depressed George Bailey endured so long, and how did it become one of the best-loved holiday films of all time, now listed on the American Film Institute's list of the top 100 movies ever made? Because despite its light dusting of fantasy with its inclusion of guardian angels and magic wishes, It's a Wonderful Life feels real. And the emotions it carries as George tries desperately to believe that his life is worth something, those are feelings experienced by the vast majority of human beings at one time or another. It's part of the reason we keep returning to the movie and why this year there are two completely different theatrical versions of It's a Wonderful Life playing on North Bay stages. At Marin Theatre Company, director John Tracy brings George Bailey's story to life as if it's being performed by a late 1940s radio show troupe, broadcasting live from Studio A at Manhattan's WMTC radio station. As snow falls behind plate glass windows, Tracy's superb cast of five tackle dozens of voices and characters, performing all the sound effects using jars and whistles and boards and boots, and even harmonizing an ethereal vocal soundtrack. It's charming and engaging. Though the tale unfolds in words, not actions, it's useless trying to resist the gradually building drama of George Bailey's escalating Christmas Eve breakdown. And the high wire act conducted by Tracy's supremely talented quintet of actors is breathtakingly entertaining. Meanwhile, at 6th Street Playhouse, Sylvia Jones and Craig Miller co-direct a new musical version featuring memorably snappy songs and lyrics by Marcy Tells, Larry Williams, and Janice Dunson Wilson. The cast is huge, led by Mark Bradbury as George and Natalie Herman as George's street urchin guardian angel, Clara, eager to earn her wings and not above picking a pocket or two to accomplish her goal. Borrowing a trick from Dickens, A Christmas Carol, Clara leads the suicidal bridge-jumping George from his past to his financial crisis present, showing him shadows of his life, allowing him to step into the key scenes that form his small-town destiny. It works remarkably well, drawing plenty of sniffles and sympathy right from the get-go. The cast is a bit uneven, with some weak and wobbly voices, which occasionally neuter the melodic appeal of the music, and some of the staging is a bit clunky and distracting at times. But still, the enduring story of George Bailey suggests that a person's life, flawed or not, is best judged by the impact that person has on others. The same is true of Sixth Street's bumpy but deeply moving show. It grabbed me right from its tearjerker of an opening number, as the people of Bedford Falls all pray in song for their aching friend George, and it lasted right up to the final throat-catching wallop of an ending. It's a Wonderful Life. Might be a terrible name, but in both of these worthy, affecting adaptations, it's a rich and wonderful story. It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play, runs Tuesday through Thursday through December 16th at Marin Theatre Company, marintheatre.org. It's a Wonderful Life, the musical, runs Thursday through Sunday through December 23rd at 6th Street Playhouse, 6thstreetplayhouse.com. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.